on this episode of Get Judged by Byron Brown. Hey, you committed a crime, you owned up to it, you served your time,
yeah.
And you're still having to deal with that.
I never said the word sex or suggested anything having to do with sex.
I hear you yelling and I feel the same way you do.
Why keep working for him if he's not paying you?
He just kept saying like, we'll get you paid, we'll get you paid.
It sounds like this guy is a complete jerk.
I'm Byron Brown. The anti-lawyer lawyer. I'm a husband and a father. I fight for the little guy. And I'm a no-nonsense lawyer with a reputation for never losing in court. I'll judge your situation, and I'll tell you straight out if you got a case. It may not be the answer you want, but it will be the judgment you need. Time to get judged by me, Big B. Hello, this is Get Judged by Byron Brown. And guess what? I'm Byron Brown, and with me as always is Donya, the Duchess, taking your calls. We got another great show lined up for you, so let's dig into it.
All right, so our caller has a past that seems to keep coming back to haunt her, which could make this very difficult, and I'm really interested to hear your take on it. So, Sherry, you are on the line with Byron Brown, our attorney, our anti-lawyer lawyer. So what's your question?
Hi, Byron. I want to know, can I appeal a decision made by the state of Nevada that doesn't allow me to be my own daughter's caregiver based on a conviction from 40 years ago.
That's a long time.
That is a really long time ago. What was the conviction 40 years ago, Sherry?
Pandering.
Okay. What were the facts related to that charge?
Okay, I was set up, framed, had a policewoman call me asking me if I could help her to find a job. So I sent her out to a client. I never said the word sex or suggested anything having to do with sex. It's not illegal to be a paid escort. It's only illegal when two people have sex for money in the privacy of their own homes.
But for somebody that doesn't know what pandering is, what is that, if you could define that for the people watching?
It really is encouraging or arranging prostitution.
And Sherry, how old is your daughter and what condition does she have that needs you to be her caregiver?
My daughter is 54 years old, and at the age of 16, she became schizophrenic. So she has mental health issues. And now at 54, besides the mental health issues, she also has many physical health issues.
And who takes care of her if not you?
Just me. I've been her only caregiver her entire life.
Are you the legal guardian of your daughter?
Yes.
Okay.
I have a POA.
Okay. Now, Listen, it sounds almost hypocritical to me, right? Is the fact that, maybe you committed a crime, you served your time for that crime. Society says, hey, if you do X, you serve Y. And unfortunately, now it seems like that's still popping up in your everyday, even though that you served that time. In the state of Nevada, unfortunately, the law states that if you're the legal guardian, you cannot be a paid caregiver.
Now, they never asked me if I was her legal guardian. When I filled out the paperwork for the agency, that question never even came up. And they never gave that as the reason why I was being turned down. So then they came back with the criminal background check and said, because of that, that was the only reason I could not be her caregiver. And I find that so ironic.
How long ago was the conviction for pandering?
That was in 1985, almost 40 years ago.
That was before I was born.
See, yeah. And that's the thing that's really unfortunate is, hey, you committed a crime, you owned up to it, you served your time,
yeah.
And you're still having to deal with that. That's really unfortunate you're going through it because I'm assuming your daughter would really love you to be her caregiver. And the fact is, in the state of Nevada as well, if you have a conviction like you have and there's no time limit on those convictions, have you ever talked to a lawyer about maybe having your criminal records from California sealed? Because I know California has some very favorable laws in that regard.
I did. When I got out of prison and got off of parole, I tried to get the conviction expunged. And they told me pandering is one of the few convictions that can never be expunged.
Even more
ironic, Byron, is the fact that California, where the conviction was, you know, allowed me to be her caregiver, allowed me to get a license as a real estate agent so I could go into people's homes. They trusted me with that. But Nevada, where prostitution is legal on the outskirts, they will not even allow me to be my own.
I hear you yelling and I feel the same way you do. I'm like, the law sucks in this situation.
Yeah. But at the end of the day, each state gets to run their state how they want and they pass different laws. And some states are more favorable. Obviously, in California, she was able to do her thing as being the caregiver for her daughter. But in Nevada, she can. I'm sorry you're going through what you're going through. Have you ever looked into the appeal process for that decision?
I asked the agency. I said, I want to appeal. This is ridiculous. They said, we've never had anybody want to appeal a decision when they were turned down. I said, what's the process? Oh, we have no idea what you should do.
Yeah, it's a really specialized area of law. And that's why I think they might be having a hard time finding someone. But you want somebody who deals in family law. And I don't know if you've looked into that yet. But that's what my recommendation to you would be, to find a lawyer who specializes in custody and in these caregiver situations. They're usually one and the same. They deal with the same kind of area of law. And so I would encourage you to do that. It's unfortunate what you're going through because, you know, I think it's really hypocritical. You've paid your punishment, so to speak. You've paid your time that society's doled out. And now you're still having to deal with that. So it's really unfortunate. I feel bad for you and your daughter because I know your daughter would love for you to be in that position to take care of her. Thanks for the call, Sherry. It's time for my closing statement. See you in court. She should definitely go to court and pursue her rights.
I mean, 100%. You said it best, where it's like the system is so messed up sometimes, and this is why this works, because I can call you out for it and be like, I don't like that rule. That law sucks. And I feel bad for her. 40 years ago, that's before I was born, and she still has to pay for something that she already served her time for.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. And, you know, I always say this, but it's true, is the law is always late to catch up with everything, you know, and 40 years ago, she had this transgression and it's still impacting her life, not even in a minuscule way. Yeah. This is a big way. Like, her daughter has some issues and she wants to be the caregiver. Yeah. And who better than a mother to be a caregiver for a daughter, right?
I
know if I was in this position, I'd be doing the same thing as Sherry. She can't stop fighting the good fight, though.
Yeah. Keep fighting the good fight, Sherry. You're a good mama bear.
100%. Welcome back. Donia, what do we have?
Okay, this is a tough one, right? It's always tough when you have to go after family members in a legal situation. So we've got Carrington on the line. And Carrington, you're on with Byron Brown, our anti-lawyer lawyer. What's your question?
Hi, Byron. So I have a question. What are my legal options to pursue my father, who I work for? He gave me a bad check that I was unable to cash. So basically kind of what happened was my dad opened a new business last year. I worked for him full time, so more than 40 hours a week for about a year, and he never paid me. Near the end of our time working together, I told him, hey, I'm a single mom. I'm working multiple jobs. I don't have diapers. I mean, I don't have money for diapers and milk for my baby, his grandchild. And so he wrote me a check for $2,000 and I cashed it immediately, only to get notified from the bank that the check had been written for the year 2020 and we were in 2022. So they took the funds back. I let him know that, hey, the bank said I couldn't cash it. He never flinched. He never tried to rewrite the check. I even went as far as looking through his whole checkbook to see if he like normally writes it kind of messy or anything, but he had only wrote my specific check that way.
Huh. When you started working for him, Carrington, did you have any sort of agreement with him as far as an hourly wage goes or anything like that?
No, so it was a new business. So I thought that I would help him like get up and running. But
so
honestly,
hold on, let me stop you right there though. When you say I wanted to help him, so was this out of the goodness of your heart that you were working for him, and was that the agreement that you had with him?
No, I was wanting to be paid, but he would never like sit down and tell me a number. So I told him I wanted to be paid $80,000 a year. And he kept saying like, okay, we'll work on it. We'll get you paid.
Why keep working for him if he's not paying you?
It's her dad.
Because every time I tried to quit, he said that I couldn't leave the staff with no help. And so I attempted to quit. I tried to just like randomly be like, okay, you guys got it. But it was always like an emotional thing. Like, oh, the staff needs you. I need you.
Wait, Carrington, did you have a good relationship with your dad before this, before you started working for him?
Honestly, no. So we got back in contact when I gave birth to my baby. He said that he wanted to be a part of our family, be a part of our lives. And I took it sincerely. I thought that he would want to like do the right thing. So since that time, Christmas has passed, my daughter's birthday, my birthday, he's never called. He's never checked on his granddaughter.
Does he have a history of doing this, Carrington? Like, is he a shady businessman or is he a good businessman? How would you describe his business practices?
I would say he's a shady person just in general. Right. He has seven children, so this isn't out of like the question.
Okay, and he just refuses to pay you anything, refuses to rewrite the $2,000 check, I'm assuming?
Yes.
And he cut all ties with you, is that fair?
Yes.
Now, when you were working for him, were you living with him under the same roof or no?
No, we weren't living under the same roof, but I was a general manager of the business, so I did everything from payroll to paying all the other employees, including my older brother who was on staff. So I paid everyone in the building, but I was unable to get paid because the payroll was in my name.
Yeah. So did your older brother get paid?
Yes, he did.
Why do you say that you couldn't be paid because your name was on the payroll?
So I was just unable to send myself a check from the same bank.
I mean, that makes sense, right? Is that not a normal thing?
That's not really how payroll works.
So if you work for payroll, for example, like if you're the person doing the payroll, you're allowed to write your own.
100%.
You are?
100%. I run my own business and I run payroll, and I ran payroll the other day and so I paid myself.
Did your father tell you that you weren't allowed to pay yourself?
Good question.
Yeah, he just kept saying like, we'll get you paid, we'll get you paid, and never did it.
So this is the thing. I mean, he's violated a bunch of different labor laws, minimum wage laws. And you can definitely pursue him, but this is the decision that you have to make. Sounds like your connection with him, your relationship with him has soured. Maybe it's non-existent. That's one thing I always ask people to consider before moving into a legal action, because as soon as, say, you report him to government officials, say, as soon as you file a lawsuit against him to recover your wages, because let me make one thing perfectly straight, Carrington. You're a great daughter, you're a great human, and for you to do what you did in good faith, assuming that your father was going to do what was necessary, there's nothing wrong with what you did. In fact, that's what I think most people in your situation would do. Now it's up to you to hold your father accountable, and it sounds like, unfortunately, your relationship with him doesn't exist anymore. So I would strongly encourage you to go and talk to an employment lawyer, and if you want, you know, report him to the particular state that you worked in, because he's definitely violated some of those labor laws and minimum wage laws.
Is there any proof that she needs to have in order to go after her dad?
She's going to have witnesses, right? Okay. That's going to say, hey, she was working at this particular place. Did you capture your time at all? Did you guys have to punch in? Did you have to write it down? Did you keep a diary? Did you keep any written documentation about the hours that you worked for your father?
Yes. And even better, I recorded him telling me how much I worked at the business, what I did, what my day-to-day was.
Good for you.
Carrington, we're going to give you a slow clap. That is so good.
That's awesome. You really loaded yourself up, so to speak, with evidence, which is really going to help you pursue the claim against your father. It sounds like your father needs to be held accountable for his actions. Unfortunately, his daughter's the one that's going to have to do that. But we really appreciate your call and your time. Thank you very much. You just got judged.
It's one of my favorites.
Yeah. But that father, he needs to get judged.
I mean, here's the thing. We get a lot of people that end up calling in, mm-hmm. and then it's like you hear their stories and you're kind of on the fence with it. But for her, it sounds like she has a clear-cut case.
I mean,
she said she has him saying the hours that she worked and stuff.
Yeah, I mean, everything's there. All she's got to do now is put it into action, which is, I mean, easier said than done, yeah. right? Especially when you're going after a relative, right. not only your relative, but your own father. With that father-daughter dynamic, yeah. you know, like as a father, I mean, I can't even imagine doing that to my own daughter.
Well, that's because you're a good father. To me, it sounds like this guy is a complete jerk.
He sounds very selfish, yeah. right? He's paying everybody except her.
And he took advantage of her.
Really took, 40 hours a week for over a year that she's worked. And that guy has the heart or doesn't have the heart to pay his own daughter?
What I can only hope for Carrington is that she can put that father-daughter relationship to the side. Because, you know, we sit here and we're like, oh, relationships more than legal, more than this and the third, family. And we feel that way. But when somebody wrongs you that way and your own father, I think she has to start looking out for herself and her kids.
Well, and when that respect isn't a two-way street, right? She obviously respected her father enough to work and hold him, you know, to the position that he was in for that period of time. Yep. But now he's made his feelings known. He hasn't paid her, so it's up to her to put her foot to the pavement, so to speak, and take him to court.
Go get your money, girl.